311 here on WTOP. Some more shots fired today in the political war over gun control. An emotional President Obama unveiled a series of executive actions aimed at tightening regulations on gun sales and background checks. The move follows years of fighting with Congress over new proposals. So will these moves really have an impact?
Joining us live to talk about it, Joseph Vince, Director of Criminal Justice at Mount St. Mary's University. He's also a former senior official at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
Now, these aren't really new rules. He's just tightening up some existing regs. Can you fill us in on what the changes are?
Yes. One of the things that the president has proposed today or is going to enact is a clarification of the definition of engaging in the business of selling firearms. In other words, what they're trying to do is expand background checks to make it more people getting background checks on the purchase of firearms that will prevent prohibited people, such as pedophiles or armed robbers, narcotics traffickers, terrorists, et cetera, from acquiring firearms. It's a preventative method, and hopefully this will assist. We see at gun shows, and there's many videos on this, where people go there and say that they're a prohibited person, they can't pass a background check, but they're sold the gun anyhow. This is hopefully going to incorporate more of those people involved in this and do two things: prevent these people from acquiring firearms, and the other thing is to enable the firearm to be traced so law enforcement can use that information in their investigation.
Do you think that this will have any significant impact on gun sales or how the ATF or FBI is able to do its work?
Well, I don't think it'll have any impact on gun sales because, as you know, they're flourishing, and I think they'll continue that. So it's not going to prohibit or limit law-abiding citizens from acquiring guns, but it's going to make it more difficult for criminals to acquire guns. And even though I know a lot of people say criminals don't go through that, yes, they do. We see it all the time. We not only see it in the shootings, but we see it in the amount of prosecutions that a lot of criminals have who do straw purchases and then are convicted of this. So hopefully it's a modest approach. There's no question about it. Very modest, but it's what the president can do constitutionally at this time.
Is there anything you think that would happen to inspire Congress to do something on guns?
Well, since the last 15 years they hadn't done anything, I don't know what would. You would think that all the killings that we had, somebody would do something, because to continue down the road of doing nothing is just making matters worse. And so even though this is a modest approach, it's an approach in the right direction. It doesn't limit anybody's constitutional rights, but on the other hand, it tries to keep guns from the people who shouldn't have them, and that is a good thing.
Thanks for your perspective. We appreciate you joining us.
Okay, Sean. Hillary,
thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Former ATF senior official Joseph Vince. He's now with Mount St. Mary's University.
It's 314.